The question was asked, what's the best way to learn Mishnah Berurah? And the answer to this is really a little bit complex, because it depends on where a person's holding. Meaning, you understand that the answer is going to be different for someone who's learned Ch'as, probably doesn't need me to answer that question, and someone who has not yet learned Ch'as, someone who has a strong background, someone who has a weak background. So it's a little bit difficult to answer that question, but we'll try at least in certain respects. A person who doesn't have a strong background in halacha should probably take some simple halachic work, not the Mishnah Berurah. Should take something like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Chayei Adam, or some of the shortcuts for him, so that he gets a picture of how to live his daily life. That's what's most important. You have to know the halachas that are relevant every day, the halachas of prayer, the halachas of blessings, the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, the halachas of how to have a meal, how to be fair in business. You have to get a picture of basic halachas, not to shave with a razor, not to leave a stumbling block in your home, not to leave a source of danger in your home, how to be mechanech your kids, laws of Shabbos. There are many halachot that every person has to know. And a person cannot encompass everything in one day, but a person should make it his business to encompass these halachot over and over and over again, so that he's familiar with them. A person has to be familiar with the halachot that are relevant on a daily basis. When we speak about learning Mishnah Berurah, so there are different goals. What is the purpose of learning Mishnah Berurah? In essence, what the Mishnah Berurah does is summarizes the opinions on the Shulchan Aruch. So you're reading an abridged version of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. The great advantage is that he introduces concepts, and he introduces the simanim, the Shulchan Aruch, and he also very often gives you a bottom line, and this is what a person should do. The difficulty with that is that his bottom line is very often focused on fulfilling every opinion in the book. So his bottom line is very often going to be very stringent. And if you ask the rabbi, he might give you a leniency that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't offer you, because he's not there to offer you leniencies. His goal is to fulfill every opinion in the book. And he's quoting many opinions. So when one learns only Mishnah Berurah, he could walk away with all kinds of stringencies that he might not necessarily have to do. So there are certain limitations when you learn Mishnah Berurah, which you cannot get around if all you're learning is the Mishnah Berurah. The ideal way to learn Mishnah Berurah is to first learn the Gemara, and then the Rishonim, and then the Tur and Beis Yosef, and then the Shulchan Aruch and commentaries, and then you look at the Mishnah Berurah like a good summary of what you've just learned. You're reviewing, and you see if he adds some pointers you missed out, and you see how he feels should be the bottom line. But you've seen many other opinions, and if you've learned enough, so you know when and what weight to give the Mishnah Berurah. That's the ideal way. Sometimes a person wants to get an overview of Shulchan Aruch, so he's not going to know halacha from just learning Shulchan Aruch with Mishnah Berurah. He'll know stringencies, but he won't necessarily know all of the halacha. So one of the ways you could do it is just learn Shulchan Aruch and read the Mishnah Berurah to get an overview. That gives you an overview of halacha. Sometimes I've heard rabbis who recommend, when you're just starting out, go through the Shulchan Aruch, so you get a picture of the halachas that exist, and take a peek at the Mishnah Berurah wherever you have a question. To learn Shulchan Aruch with Mishnah Berurah steadily is pretty tedious, especially if you don't have the background. So then, it would be recommended, if one is learning Mishnah Berurah and he's going to run his house based on the Mishnah Berurah, so it would be recommended to learn a small amount each day, maybe two sides of a page or one side of a page. Limit one's learning to a half hour, maximum 40 minutes. And when one learns, as with every learning, one should review. And more so with Mishnah Berurah, one has to take the time to write summaries for himself. Because the Mishnah Berurah is so long, it's sometimes going to be very difficult to review all the opinions that he quotes. So what one should do, if one really wants to learn Mishnah Berurah and walk away knowing something, is he should take into account it's going to be a long haul, and learn the Mishnah Berurah slowly, meaning let's say a page a day, and then write down for himself what are the bottom lines that the Mishnah Berurah added on the Shulchan Aruch. And then he has to review, but he doesn't have to review all of the Mishnah Berurah, but rather he could review the bottom line. The Mishnah Berurah added this and this and the other thing. Make an abridged version for yourself. You could even just underline within the Mishnah Berurah what are his pointers. Sometimes he has an introduction that's critical. His introduction to Muktzeh, Wow, that gives you perspective. An introduction to the laws of Shabbos, that gives you perspective. That's something that's worth reviewing and knowing well. But in general, it's very difficult, and it's not the first book I would recommend for guys coming to Machon Meir. You're here already a few years, so that's a different story. But generally, my recommendation is take something that has a good English version, because you'll spend too much time trying to figure out what the Mishnah Brewer is talking about. So I prefer you don't spend time figuring out what he's saying. I prefer you know the halachas. So I'd much rather people take a book that they could understand easily, even if they won't get as in-depth a knowledge as they would from learning Mishnah Brewer, but at least they'll cover ground. There's one last point that we have to know, and that is that if you've learned Mishnah Brewer, all you know is Mishnah Brewer, and you don't even know Mishnah Brewer, because really the Mishnah Brewer, as much as he elaborates, is abridged. What's he doing? He's summarizing the Achronim. So the best you know is how to act halachically for yourself, at best. You definitely cannot paskin for other people. Meaning, if you don't know the roots of halacha, you really don't even know how to paskin for yourself. But being that you don't have a better option at this point, so you'll have to go with the way you understand the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brewer. But you have to recognize the limitations of this learning. At the end of the day, you don't really know the halacha, and you cannot paskin. If you don't know the roots, so then you don't really understand the weights of different aspects of the halacha, what comes first and what comes second, and what's more important, and what happens when you have more complex situations. And most questions in halacha involve many factors. They're not as dry as the halacha that's written in the Shulchan Aruch, and you have to know how to evaluate those factors. So when one is learning Mishnah Brura, even though one will gain a great amount of information, one has to know the limitations and not go beyond his knowledge. Sometimes a person feels like, yeah, I understood that, so now I know the halacha. And it's very tempting to paskin out of the Mishnah Brura. So a person has to know that all he's learned is Mishnah Brura, then at best what he knows is Mishnah Brura. Sometimes, just learning the Mishnah Brura, people walk away with a misunderstanding of halacha, because at the end of the day, the Mishnah Brura itself is an abridged version of many, many commentaries. So your question was, how should one learn Mishnah Brura? We offered a few different possibilities. If the correct thing for one to do is to learn Mishnah Brura, then we said it's best to learn it piecemeal and to summarize what one has learned. For a person who's just fresh to everything and he's adamant that he must learn Mishnah Brura, we said it might be advisable to first just breeze through the Shulchan Aruch and just look at the Mishnah Brura when he needs it, just to get a picture of halacha, even though then he won't even know the halacha for himself. Then he can't even paskin for himself if all he's read is Shulchan Aruch. But at least he'll get a picture of what Judaism is about. So that's a decent way to begin. Again, I'm not saying I would recommend that to anyone, but if the question that's asked is how should I learn Mishnah Brura and not whether I should learn Mishnah Brura, so those are two possible answers. There are people who say, I'm going to leave yeshiva in 3 months, so I have to know bottom line how to run my life. And then there are rabbis who recommend that they take the last few months of learning in yeshiva, or the last half a year or a year that they're going to be in yeshiva, and they invest a nice amount of time each day in learning Shulchan Aruch with Mishnah Brura, so at least they have a picture of what they're going to do, how they're going to run their lives. And this has its limitations, because the question is, how much of that are you going to retain? Meaning, I feel that beyond the half hour, 45 minutes, a person usually cannot retain. The Mishnah Brura is packed with information. So if you learn two or three times a day, a half hour a day, I could hear that you'll be able to retain it. If you sit in one sitting and you cover 5 pages of Mishnah Brura, I have to wonder how much you could retain. Especially considering that usually this is your first contact with this information. If you've been familiar with these halachot and the Mishnah Brura is just really summarizing things that you've had the concepts before, so then okay, there's room to say that maybe that's who these rabbis were giving this advice to. And really that is. The rabbis who said this, Rav Kanievsky said that a guy who leaves yeshiva, it's a little bit ridiculous that you spend 10 years in yeshiva and you've never gone through all of the Mishnah Brura. Please take the last year you're in yeshiva to go through the Mishnah Brura. Yes, if you've been learning for quite a few years in yeshiva and you have the concepts, then it makes sense to really take that much time and make sure you've gone through all of the Mishnah Brura, so at least you have a picture of what he says and what the halacha says. But for us, if we're just starting out, a guy just came to yeshiva, he's never learned all of Tanakh, he's never learned the Maseches Gemara, he's never learned halacha, for him to take on the Mishnah Brura, it's questionable whether that's the route to go. And if he's insistent to do it, so I would at least say to minimize it, to limit it to a smaller portion of the day.